praying for spiritual growth, but I'm going to have a little pause on the book of Ephesians as I have been meditating on this subject. I came across many other scriptures that we need to go along with it. But it will go along with what we have been studying, and we will continue next week in the book of Ephesians. Now, let me ask you some questions here. Praying for your spiritual growth, how many have you been blessed by to know, well, I have been really praying for all my physical needs. I see that now I'm a Christian, and I really see the difference here. Do you understand what I'm talking? Do you know where I'm going? Do you understand what we have been talking here? That's really important to know. And how many of you have been really meditating on the sermon, what you heard last week? You know, have you been thinking about the Word of God? Have you been reading the Word of God? Have you been praying? Oh, you know, these are things that I ask you. But I don't know, it's God sees your heart, and you have to give an answer to God, not to me. Alright? So these are very important issues that we are going through. As we have seen, come to know the important, how important it is to pray for our spiritual growth. Have you been praying for your spiritual growth since you have been learning on this subject? Do you know where you are weak when it comes to God? Do you know how your weak points? And have you been praying for those? And because it's so important that us, you know, a lot of times many are concerned of their flesh, not the soul. But as Christians, as I have repeated this over and over again, we do not walk by sight. We walk by faith. We do not walk by emotions, by feelings, how we feel, but we walk by faith. That's a very important scripture for us to understand. It's so important that we need to understand that if you remember, the fallen man cannot pray for spiritual growth. You know why? Why is it that the fallen man cannot pray for spiritual growth? Because the fallen man is in the flesh. And we will, and the fallen man will pray for fleshly things, because he is in the flesh. First of all, remember that even us, we all were made in the image of God. But what happened after the fall, that image was shattered. Then we were separated from the Holy God. So now we lived not according to the Spirit when we were separated before we came to Christ. We lived according to the flesh. And we didn't understand the spiritual things. And we did not pray for spiritual things. We were seeking after fleshly things. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God." You will hear today, as we have been hearing on praying for spiritual growth, what you're going to hear is the word spirit and flesh many times. Okay? "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." So the Bible is clear, as the natural man, the fallen condition of the man, cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. He cannot understand. So the fallen man may have a religion. So the fallen man will walk according to the flesh. He will walk according to sight. And he will ask, he will pray in the flesh. And he will ask for fleshly things. You cannot go, you know, you can go to a prayer meeting and see how many times they pray for fleshly things. A lot of time, God is regarded like a Santa Claus. Even the heathens pray like this. But God, by His Spirit, brought you from darkness to the light. God made you a new man. If you are born of the flesh, you will be praying for fleshly things. But if you are born of the Spirit, you'll be praying for spiritual things. Right? As the Bible says that you are born of the flesh or born of the Spirit. You were born of the flesh before, but the Bible says now you are born of the Spirit. John chapter 3, verse 6. John chapter 3, 6. John 3:6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So if you are born of the Spirit, you'll be seeking spiritual things. You'll be asking God for spiritual blessings. Now the true Christians understand the importance of the truth, spiritual truth and the knowledge of God. As the true Christians understand, this old man was crucified. Who is the old man? The old man was your Adamic nature. The fallen nature was crucified on the cross. And we are made anew in Christ Jesus. Colossians chapter 3 verse 10. Colossians 3:10. And have put on the new man who is renewed in spirit according to the image of him who created him. Remember I told in the book of Genesis that says, it said that we were made in the very image of God. Remember I said that image was shattered and broken and there is no way that we can have a communication with God. We were separated with God. What happened when the new man came? That new man who is renewed in knowledge. That means that knowledge we had, Adam had before, is renewed again in us, in Christ, according to the image of him who created. That image is being restored back again. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 3 says, Ephesians 2, 3, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. See how many times the flesh is there? But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love in which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Then our eyes are open. Suddenly we see spiritual things. Now remember, even when Jesus came to this earth, what was the will of the Lord Jesus Christ? What was His will? His purpose was to show us the will of the Father. And it says in the book of John that He came from the very bosom of the Father and He had made known to us. Jesus Christ have made known the Father to us. How can you come to know the Father if the Word of God says He is Spirit? God is Spirit. How can you come to know God, a spirit? God is spirit and we are in the flesh. How can you come to know? Unless you have a spiritual birth. You cannot come to God in the flesh. You know what I'm talking here? Everything what Jesus taught is spiritual. Very important to understand that. There was a change in our prayer when we begin to pray. As we pray in the spirit, as we see the priority, praying for spiritual things rather than fleshly things. Remember Jesus said, God is spirit, right? John chapter 4, verse 24, God is spirit. Those whom, and that they worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. So, if you are going to worship God, God is spirit, and you have to worship God in spirit. You cannot worship him in the flesh. Romans chapter 8, verse 8 says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not of his. And so, if you are in, then that people who are in the flesh cannot please God. And we cannot worship God and communicate to God, and we cannot have a spiritual a communication if we are in the flesh. Now, also it's so important to know the only way that we can communicate to God and how God can reveal to us is through spiritual things. Okay? It has to be everything spiritual. God reveals to us, to our spirit, spiritual things. Alright? Now remember, go back to Matthew chapter 16. Let me give you an example here. Matthew 16, verse 13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But he said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. See the answer of Jesus. How did Jesus respond to Simon Peter? Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for the flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. So flesh and blood cannot reveal anything in our flesh and blood. Absolutely nothing. You cannot get anything out of flesh and blood. It's only by the Spirit of God. So important to understand that. So, also, some say, well, what about Jesus when he told us to pray, when he said, ask anything and he will give it to you. I think we went through this scripture before in Luke chapter 11 verse 9 when Jesus said, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. So as, remember, if you ask for a Mercedes, a boat, or a mansion, or a $1 million job, ask anything and it will be opened to you. Knock and it will be given to you. Is Jesus talking physical things here? Ask anything? Anything means anything? Or is he talking spiritual things? There are many false teachers who use this scripture for their benefit, to support their position, because they live a very wealthy lifestyle and they want to show this is physical things. This is the physical things. On the other hand, let us see, God always wants to give us spiritual things. Now what does the devil wants to give us? On the other hand, you want to see what the devil wants to give? Turn with me to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, starting from verse 8. Matthew 4, 8. Again the devil took him on an exceedingly high mountain. This is devil is taking the Lord Jesus when he went to pray, when he went by the Spirit of God after his baptism to the desert. He took him to an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Here we see how the devil can give physical things. You know, you will see how the devil wants, some people say, I am blessed by all these things. Physical things. That's what devil wants to give. Because devil wants to give a lot of physical things. If you only worship him, that means, well, I don't have time to pray now. I don't have time to read the Word of God. I don't have time to meditate because I got all these physical things around me. I walk by sight, right? And I got all these things happening around me. If everything by sight, all these physical things, and I need to take care of those first. The devil will say, all right, you're doing my will. You're doing my will. Because now, the devil will say, well, good, I got you. I got you very good. You know? And listen, and devil is doing all these things, you don't have time for asking for spirit. You don't have time to meditate on the Word of God. So, here we see and say, wow, am I blessed? You know, I go to church. Once in a while I read the Bible. I'm a Christian. You say, I'm blessed. And you think you're blessed. But on the other hand, only way you can be blessed is by spiritual things, not on physical things. Yeah. The devil wants sometimes us to be very comfortable. But Jesus said, listen to me, Jesus said, his words that he speaks is not fleshly things, but spiritual things. Turn with me to John chapter 6, 63. John 6, 63. Just a contrast on Matthew chapter 4, 8, what the devil wants to give, and the contrast what Jesus said. John chapter 6, 63. Jesus said, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. So even in Luke chapter 11, what we went through that verse, Jesus said, ask anything and I will give it to you. Everything what Jesus said is spiritual things. The words that I speak to you are spirit. The flesh profits nothing. And that's the contrast there. What the devil wants to give and what the Lord wants to give you. Remember, 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. 1 John 2, 16. John said, from verse 15, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. What do you, when you say the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, what comes to your mind? It's the first thing that comes to my mind is that you walk in the flesh. You walk by sight, not by faith. What you see. So here we see totally different. But don't we need the physical things? I got to put a balance here. Don't we? I'm not telling you for you to go to a mountain and live like a hermit. Don't we need the physical things, the needs that we need for our life, especially if you're living in this country? Having a car is a basic necessity. You need a car for you to travel, to get a job. So don't we need physical things? Remember how the Lord said the spiritual things are the priority. That's the priority. The physical things are secondary. The Lord will provide those things. But we need to pray for spiritual things. He will provide our food. He will provide our clothing. He will provide our shelter. And He will take care of those things. If He's going to take care of the birds in the air, how much more He's going to take care of us, of our physical things. As Jesus said, for your heavenly Father knows what you need for all these things. Then He said, Matthew 6:33, but first, seek the kingdom of God. That is priority. First seek the kingdom of God. That is spiritual kingdom of God. His righteousness. Then all the other things He will add unto you. He doesn't want to give you more physical things. If He knows, if you're a true child of God, He knows that's not good for you. He will not bless you a $1 million job if He knows how our hearts are so much evil in it. You know, we are weak. So it's good that God, He knows exactly how our hearts are, better than ourselves. So what He gives, we got to take it in thankfully. And where we live, we need to be thankful to God. Now, we have a spiritual birth, and if we have a spiritual birth, as I say, we are more concerned of spiritual things. In Romans chapter 8, verse 5 says, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Remember, those who live according to the flesh, they have set their minds on the things of the flesh. So if you are living according to the flesh, you always think of fleshly things. You always thinking of, well, you know, about your car, about your house, about all the other things that is going on, you know, all these fleshly things, and you are always thinking of those things. You're making plans, you know, everything is, your heart is totally filled with fleshly things. That's exactly what the scriptures say. And if you're always thinking of fleshly things, do you have room for spiritual things?